1690 AM in Montreal.
CGLO 1690 AM is holding their annual funding drive, running until September 22nd. CGLO is a nonprofit community campus radio station that is run almost entirely by volunteers. Our on-air personalities are the backbone of the station, and there are over 80 DJs spinning for your listening pleasure. CGLO's funding drive helps us raise the necessary funds to maintain and improve the equipment at the station. To contribute to our funding drive, call in and pledge your support at 514-848-7471. One of our DJs will be there to take your call. Or you can donate online by visiting cglofundingdrive.com. From the underground to the airwaves, CGLO has been supporting the Montreal community for the past 20 years, and now we need your support.
JLO News. This is Ahmed Mushtahid. The electric scooter service Lime is urging its users to reach out to Mayor Valérie Plante and other councillors responsible for urban mobility and tell them how much they appreciate the electric scooters. The company has embarked on this step to keep its business prospects alive in Montreal, according to the Gazette. The e-scooter sharing service started in Montreal as a pilot project a month ago. The City of Montreal has been dissatisfied with the improperly parked vehicles, which are often left out of bounds on sidewalks and in parks. To encourage proper usage, Lime requires riders to take a picture of where they park their e-scooter at the end of their ride. However, non-compliant users are not fined, as the photos are only used for analytical purposes. The e-scooter pilot project runs until November 15th, after which the city will decide whether or not to renew Lime's permit next spring.
We've done a lot together these past 4 years, but the truth is, we're just getting started. So Canadians have an important choice to make. Will we go back to the failed policies of the past, or will we continue to move forward? That's the choice. It's that clear, and it's that important.
With these words, Liberal leader Justin Trudeau triggered the official launch of the federal election campaign. Trudeau arrived at Rideau Hall in Ottawa to ask Governor General Julie Payette to dissolve Parliament, launching the 43rd general election campaign. The vote is to be held on October 21st. Trudeau immediately faced questions about the lingering SNC-Lavalin scandal that could cut support for his Liberal Party. He sidestepped any questions related to that file. In international news, Arab leaders have denounced Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to annex large areas of Palestinian territories, calling it a stunt that would, quote, kill all chances for peace. Netanyahu said he would permanently annex a third of the West Bank if he gets re-elected. He made the announcement in front of a large map showing Israeli sovereignty extending over the vast majority of the Jordan Valley. The international community considers Israeli settlements illegal under international law. The annexation would put an end to fading hopes for a Palestinian state. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit CJLO.
CJLO is a college community radio station broadcasting out of the Loyola campus of Concordia University in Montreal, Quebec. We broadcast at 1690 kHz on the AM dial and have a transmitter with 1000 watts of power. The views expressed on air do not reflect CJLO. Any views expressed during a show are those of the DJ and not of the station as a whole or its management. If you would like to find out more, please visit our website at cjlo.com. Thanks for your support and keep listening to CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal's underground radio.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dardake in the language of Ganegaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other Indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
I'm That was Father of All, the new single by Green Day, the first song that they've released in about 2 years. And it really doesn't really sound like Green Day all that much, but it probably means that a new album is coming out. So maybe they will stick to their old stuff in the album, hopefully. But anyway, thank you so much for tuning in to CJLO 1690 AM. You're listening to Melodramatic, and I'm your host, Andre Lukasher. Welcome to the second to last show of Melodramatic ever. It's kind of bittersweet, but I'm really excited about this show. It's probably the most exciting show that we've had in the last 2 years because we have a band from New York. They are called Top Nachos. They're here in the studio to play very, very loud punk music, and definitely stick around the 15-minute mark, probably a little bit later since the intro was a little bit longer than usual. But yeah, Top Nachos will be playing their most recent album, which is called Dank Side of the Moon. So it's going to be quite a cheesy treat, if I may say so. But before we get into that, let's talk about some really awesome upcoming events here in Montreal. This week, or next Wednesday, is the start of Pop Montreal, and there's going to be some really awesome bands like Home Shake that are going to be playing, a lot of local bands. And if you are interested in those events, there's a lot of volunteering that needs to be done, so you can, get in for free. You never know what you can do. Miss Lauryn Hill is here in Montreal next Saturday at Place Belle, and then the week after that, Mac DeMarco is at Metellus on September 23rd. Way's Blood is going to be here September 27th at Teatro Rialto, and tonight, Lockie Mara, which is a band that I know from Residence, they're going to be playing at La Saturnia, and that's tonight, and you should definitely check it out. And if you don't already know, if you're not a regular listener of CJLO, we have a funding drive going on right now. And so if you're interested in winning some really amazing prizes, you know, concert tickets, there's a big event happening at La Ronde. It's Nuit Blanche. It's only for 18 and up, and you can, you know, go hang out in the park with a bunch of other adults and have a great time. So definitely go to our website, buy some tickets. There's so many prizes, you're going to be winning something at least. And it goes to our nonprofit cause. You know, we're student run, we need the money, and you need the prizes, I know it. And so we're gonna play a couple songs before we get into the live performance. And last Thursday I saw Girl in Red, who is a singer from Norway, and she's amazing. She was an amazing live performance, performer, and I'm going to play a song from her new album. This is called I'll Die Anyway. We'll be right back.
I'm not looking for the answer to somewhere to go when I put on my boots. 'Cause I can wander out to anywhere. Maybe yours could be the place that I go to. From the mountain, I was weary and I was tired of the view. If I could chalk it up to one more thing, then I guess we had one hell of a time to feel. That's just lines in the sand.
Sequence to the year 2000 in T-minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
17 Montreal bands are performing 17 tracks from Big Shiny Tune 6. On Friday, September 20th, join us at La Vitrola at 8 p.m. for your dose of 90s normcore nostalgia. Local Montreal musicians will be performing covers from bands including Weezer, Blink 182, Sugar Ray, Sum 41, and Puddle of Mud. Doors open at 8 and the show starts at 9. Admission only costs $10, with all proceeds going to CJLO 1690 AM's funding drive. For more information on the funding drive and how you can support your local radio station, visit cjlofundingdrive.com.
Check out Concordia Store's back-to-school deals. Huge savings on all of your back-to-school essentials, supplies, tech accessories, and Concordia gear. Show your color with the Concordia Crew at $24.99 or a $29.99 hoodie. Plus, save 25% on all backpacks. Concordia Stores, find everything you need for school in stores or online at concordiastores.ca.
Join us every Tuesday night at midnight on CJLO for Floydian Slip. It's an hour of music by Pink Floyd. It's Craig Bailey, your host for an hour from the dark side of the moon. An hour of Pink Floyd, Floydian Slip, every Tuesday night at midnight, right here on 1690 AM CJLO. Learn more online at floydianslip.com.
That was I'll Die Anyway by Girl in Red and a new single called Flesh and Blood by Half Moon Run. But now, for the moment everyone has been waiting for, introducing Eline Kenny from New York City. This is Top Nachos.
Hello, everybody. Glad to be here in Montreal. Take it away, Eli.
Hey, everyone. We're Top Nachos. Take it away, Kenny.
I'm going to start the song. Take it away, Eli.
All right, I think we're about ready to go. Take it away, Kenny.
All right, here we go.
Listening out there, we're Top Nachos from New York
City.
City, thank you. Thank you. Remember this one. If you wanna go and take a ride with me, we're 3 wheels on the four with the golden. Oh, I see. Hey,
If you wanna go and get high with me, smoking down in the back of the Bender. Oh, why do I live this way? Take a ride with me with three wheels in the fall with the golders. Oh, why do I live this way? Hey, if you wanna go and get high with me, smoking down in the back of the buzzer. Oh, why do I live this way? Hey, hey. Everyone listening, should I do it? Should I do it, cameraman? Should I do it, everyone in the station? Should I do it? Why? Think the donuts are alive. Take me up into the sky, but donuts look a million. Feel a bunch of things, and now I got away. Donuts are taking me up to the fucking way. Really wanna be the day.
What you do? Watch it! What you do? Try, 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 shit.
Everyone, thank you.
Montreal.
Whoa, the crowd goes wild. Drink your water, please.
If you're listening in the car, pull over, drink your water.
If you want to call in, please, it is 1-800-TOP-NACHOS, go back to New York. 1-800-TOP-NACHOS, go back to New York.
You can call right now if you want us to stop and go back home. If you don't.
Oh, that's good water.
Keep your radios dialed in. Got about two more songs for you.
Two more for y'all on the out there in the big great world.
Any of you listening out there making your way downtown, this song is out.
You might be making your way downtown right now. Song's for you. Take it away, Kenny.
Take it away, Eli.
I'm gonna take it away.
I'm home now. I'm playing again, making my way to the crowd. Cause I need you, and I miss you, and now I want. Woo! Woo! Every time I hate me when I think of you, and I wonder if you ever say, go, hey! You go wrong and I don't belong, living in your best memory. We'll be right back.
I hear you outside.
We can hear you
out there. Thunderous applause.
Please stop yelling at us.
Stop yelling.
We can hear you.
We can hear
it's
you outside.
It's very distracting out there. It's very distracting.
If you're going to yell at us, at least do it right.
Please call in if you're going to yell at us.
1-800 Top Nachos.
We're,
go
we're
back
happy
to
be
New York.
Radio CJLO XLR FM 91.7. We're happy to be here. AM, FM, whatever you want.
TopNachos.com
CLJ
YouTube.
COJJLO JLO.
Google
Maps.
Pornhub.com.
Find us.
We got what?
Here.
Two more?
We got two more for the
I think
radio.
We got two more for y'all tonight. Today.
Song's called Canada.
Song is called Canada.
It's about Canada.
This one goes out to the station.
If you hate Donald Trump, this song goes out to you.
Take it away, Kenny.
Taking it away.
1, 2, 3, 4. Sing it just like that. Sing along.
Thank you. We're top nachos.
Thank you. Top nachos.
Top nachos.
Spotify, Bandcamp, Apple Music, the internet, on the street, in your local public bathroom.
Don't forget to spade and neuter your pets.
Spade and neuter those pets. Careful driving out there.
That was Top Nachos, everyone. All right. And they, per request, we're going to play some music by some of their friends in New York. So we're going to have a little bit of an interview in a little bit. Before that, let's listen to Francie Moon. This is a song called New Morning Light.
Shaking underneath my toes.
looking to take the next step in your education? Well, learn about undergraduate and postgraduate programs, professional degrees and doctorates, as well as work abroad, language travel, and internships at the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Thursday, October 3rd at the Palais de Congrès de Montréal. Admission is free. For more information, check out our website, www.studyandgoabroad.com. CJLO 6090 AM's annual funding drive is taking place from Monday, September 9th to Sunday, September 22nd. From our many killer events, our fresh new merchandise, and our top-notch raffle prizes, there is sure to be something for everyone. And it's all going to a good cause, supporting local community radio. Visit cjlofundingdrive.com for more information and to find out about our events, our raffle prizes, and how you can donate. And as always, keep it locked to CJLO 6090 AM.
It's a miserable Friday night. I'm so lonely, and nobody will give me a ride to the Grateful Dead concert. Oh, Rance.
Don't fret. There's always Brave New Jams, your source for the best in improvisational rock and roll. That's Brave New Jams, Saturday, 10 p.m. till midnight, on CJLO, 1690 a.m., cjlo.com.
That was scary.
Now we're live. And thank you for staying tuned. We have Top Nachos here in the studio today. I forgot to tell you, it's a three-finger rule, so you can get really close to the mic. So go ahead and introduce yourselves and what you guys do in the band.
Hi.
You want to go first?
One at a time, please.
One, two, three. You or me?
Guys, I'm Eli. I play guitar and I sing. And that you can talk now.
I'm Kenny Hauptman, and I play drums and sing Top Nachos.
Yeah.
And he's the worst.
Absolutely. I can see that. Well, welcome to Canada. What are you? Why are you here?
We did a little weekender.
Mm.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. We started in Toronto.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Durano.
Mm.
And then we went to Ottawa.
What?
Ottawa.
Oh, Ottawa.
Ottawa.
We call it Ottawa here.
Ottawa.
Ottawa.
Yes.
Mm. Mm.
It's not what everyone else would say.
In America, no. We say Ottawa.
Ottawa. Ottawa. I'm American, so I can call you out and say that is absolutely false. But anyways, in one of your songs, you say you want to move to Canada. Why?
That song's
not
about us.
It's not about you.
It's just, it's a
about
metaphor.
Americans in general?
It's, yeah. It was making fun of the whole, let's move to Canada.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is elected craze. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're not speaking literally in that song. That song's not about us wanting to leave America because you don't want to just leave somewhere that needs a lot of help and where people need a lot of help.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of like divert the issues and like, you know, all about me. No, that song's kind of like making fun of those people.
Yeah, I wanted to look up your lyrics because I can hear them precisely, but I can't stand to see this orange man go F yourself with your tiny hands. That's really beautiful.
Yeah,
and thank you for putting that out there. Who writes the songs? Like, do you guys collaborate with everything? Or
that song's about the Cheeto Man.
The Cheeto Man,
Cheetah.
Yes. The burnt Cheeto orange man.
His name's Chester Cheese.
Chester Cheese, yeah.
We both write the lyrics, actually. Mm-hmm. When we drive very long rides in the car, it's mostly when we write lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have just like a baseline song idea, and then we pick a topic that we want to like write it about, and then kind of go back and forth like what works best for this line, that line, yada yada. So
it's got to be silly.
Yeah,
you guys seem very goofy. I'm really excited for this video to come out because, like, I could only see you, and I want to see the whole room together because you guys just bounce off each other.
Sure.
Like, from
the walls.
What I could hear. And the walls. Off the walls, off the windows.
I put tape up on the window.
Did you?
Yeah, look. Look behind you. See it?
That you put that there?
I put that there.
That's probably why you could only see Eli.
Thank you.
It was to make sure I couldn't see anyone's eyes.
Oh, okay. I see.
Because the eyes are
the window to
the portal to the soul.
The portal to the soul. That's
what
they say.
Windows to the face.
The windows to the face.
They're little windows Oh, okay. And shutters like the eyelids.
So how do you like Montreal?
mostly the eyelids.
What? Yeah, we like the eyelids in Montreal. Like,
it's good eyelids here.
We're one island.
Eyelid.
Eyelid.
Please.
Okay. Well, okay. Come out on. Of Toronto, Ottawa, and Montreal, what's been
Montreal.
Montreal and Ottawa.
Montreal.
Montreal. What has been your favorite experience, favorite
concert?
Tour?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Probably Montreal.
Probably Montreal.
Montreal's sick. It's just like every there's just like something to do on every street.
Oh yeah.
It seems fun. Like there's a lot of like
it's vibrant.
A lot of
it's very vibrant. Like it's 18 and up, stores. So it's a little bit more. Mm-hmm. You know, it's better than New York.
We went to a Jewish deli, which was kind of weird.
Which one?
Frausch.
Yeah.
Not Schwartz.
Schwartz.
Yeah, Schwartz.
Frauls.
Frauls.
I heard you guys sing a little bit of Celine Dion. Celine Dion owns Schwartz.
Really?
Yeah. Did you guys enjoy that place? Did you enjoy paying $7 for a pickle?
I didn't buy a pickle.
Good.
I didn't buy a pickle either.
Good. Oh, you got poutine at Schwartz?
Yeah. I can't eat beef,
Oh, you can't eat beef.
Or I can, but, you know, I just
don't. You choose
don't.
Not to. Okay. Yeah.
I got the poutine a la Schwartz.
A cow killed my family.
Yeah.
So I don't
I'm really sorry.
Partake.
You should really write about that.
We have. It's called Canada.
Yeah.
So what was
people
the...
People reading the lyrics. There's stuff in there about that.
I'll make sure to do a deep dive into the lyrics and find where the cow kills his family.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So how did Top Nacho begin? Like, how did you guys meet...
Nachos.
Top Nachos. Many.
Thank you.
Many nachos.
If they're bothering you, I can get them out of here.
You don't know how many times where we get to a venue and it just says Top Nacho and I go crazy.
You know what? I understand when people call me Andrea and not Andrea. I go a little, okay, Top Nachos. Top Nachos.
Yeah, it's like your identity's being taken from you.
Yeah, yeah. Everything that you've built crumbling down.
But also it's like, didn't you do a little bit of research? I mean,
yeah. Are you talking to me? Yes. But seriously, how did you guys, like, what's your origin story?
You got this.
So, it began a long time ago when Eli's family was just tending to the land and this simple cow came up. No, I'm just kidding. Eli went to Bard College, which is in Red Hook, New York, or Annandale on Hudson, technically, which is very close to where I grew up. And so, yeah, like we played shows with each other's bands at the time and then both kind of like did our own thing for a couple of years. Eli was in a band called Punt for a little while, which eventually fizzled out around the time we sort of reconnected. And, you know, I was like, how's your band going? He's like, oh, we just broke up. And I was like, well, I'm a drummer. He's like, really?
We were at a Porches concert. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Porches.
Porches.
And so we just started doing it. We had a bass player back then.
He sucked.
Ooh,
not a good
shout
person.
Shout out to that guy.
Yeah.
Wow. Not a good dude.
Sorry.
Sorry, Dylan.
Fuck you.
Oh. Sorry.
No swearing on air. Oh, my. It's okay.
That's
so my
bad.
Second to last show. They can't kick me out now.
Well, they can kick me
out. We have one more.
We can kick you out. Yeah.
Yeah, we were a trio for a hot second. Then we were like, we had a show up in Syracuse, and he was supposed to play, and then he, like, bailed last second. So we were like, we're not going to cancel this show. Let's go try it, like, just us. And then it was, like, the best show we had played so far.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, let's just keep it like this. We don't need him. He never really helped. He never really...
Yeah, it doesn't really sound like anything else is needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a band with the cow.
Yeah.
F that cow.
Yeah, F both of them.
Both of those people.
And then he like poured a drink on me at like a party once.
Oh, is that a real story?
And I was
why
did you do that to me?
Wow. Well.
And to shy away from giving that person more attention than needed.
Oh, yeah.
What's the next few months looking like for you guys? Next few months, next few years? Like, what's the future of Top Nachos?
We're kind of just like starting to buckle down from playing as much and focus on writing. And, and we have this little...
Working on how we should break up.
Like, yeah.
It has to be a progression, you know? It has to be planned out very well, so.
My dad said if we don't have a number one hit within the next couple weeks, he will pull the funding. So.
It's true.
Wow.
We're hoping.
That's quite threatening.
But, no, we got, you know, we have some music that we haven't released yet, and we're just looking for the right home. We're on King Pizza Records right now. I'm not saying we don't like them. We love King Pizza Records. We're just trying to go, like... We're trying to get famous.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trying to sell out as soon as possible.
Sell yourself. We're trying to sell out.
So if anyone out there has a lot of money and wants to buy Top
guys.
Nachos,
yeah,
just pay my rent. I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, and rent must be
and
crazy.
Kill the cow.
Kill the cow.
Put us on
his
tour
rent.
With Weezer. What's up?
Mm.
Or Green Day.
Or Green Day.
New
They're
Green Day.
New Green Day. You loved that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Well. Dookie's okay. The rest of it can. What is
New
this?
Green Days.
And what does this do?
This that is the connector to the headphones.
So you got us vegan brownies, but no donuts.
I tried to get vegan donuts, and I live next to a vegan bakery. I googled it. They said vegan donuts.
And they said no.
Were you unsatisfied?
That's all
with
they
the
said
vegan...
was vegan donuts.
I said yes.
And then you were like, "So vegan donuts?" You said that, and they're like, "Yeah, no vegan donuts."
And then a
vegan
fight
brownies.
Erupted. Well, they were good, right?
They probably knew you were really getting good. It for us. That's why they
exactly.
said no.
Exactly. And they made me have a terrible first impression.
Mm. They're pretty good. What are they made out of? Like cashew or something?
Probably. You guys aren't vegan, are you?
Not. No.
No, not even close.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I wanted to ask though. Where was the inspiration for Dank Side of the Moon, the album that you guys came out with? Are you guys inspired at all by Pink Floyd, or are you just...
No, actually, it was super weird. We like made that whole album, put it out, it's great, and then someone comes up to us and is like, so Dark Side of the Moon, right? And we're like, what are you talking about? What
oh, you
that?
Had never heard of
never
Dark...
heard
in the cover
knew of it at all.
The cover of the album is just... Something
yeah,
just came from the ethers of our minds. You
wanna,
know, we're geniuses.
I want to show the camera. I want to show the camera how unique the cover is.
Come on, it's a nacho with all the ingredients coming out.
It's actually lovely. I really like.
Shout
that visual.
Out to Stephen Bartachev from Steven. Dolly Spartans made the art.
Dolly Spartans.
Dolly Spartan.
My boy Stephen
Spartans.
It was in like two other people.
So, any like general theme to that album or?
Keep it dank.
Keep it dank.
Dank content.
Mm. Keep it goofy.
Keep it goofy.
Yeah.
And like sick riffs.
For sure.
We got it's,
drum solos.
Well, the album's mostly like a lot of our songs kind of point, just like make fun of like pop culture and like stuff
and, like
that.
DIY
I feel like
culture.
That's pretty like typical punk, right?
Yeah,
all, like,
just to like make
anti-
fun of like the main culture of the day. I mean, that's
yeah,
what punk
day.
Is.
Yeah.
If anyone like, you can't just like dress punk anymore. It's not.
No, it's
with,
not cool.
Like, we make fun of that on the album too. Like,
yeah.
Punk Vacation.
Yeah.
Just kind of makes fun of people who like go around wearing like studs and
really
like,
expensive vintage Doc Martens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like leather jackets that were probably like $300.
Probably.
We're punk. It's like no, you just have a lot of money. Anything
so,
that is the culture, like
you have to be anti.
You have to be like super
so
sick and write sick
cool.
riffs.
It can't be cool
and dank. That's what punk's
dank.
All about.
Mm-hmm. So that pretty much wraps up the show today. Pretty
Excellent.
Short.
I have a lot more to say.
I know it was a pretty short interview. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Hopefully, you get onto another radio and you can just.
Hopefully, we sell out.
We got a couple more.